Welcome to your daily briefing, June the 9th, 2017. Let us pray. We thank you, Father, that you brought us safely through another day. We thank you for all of the blessings that you continue to bestow upon us. We continue to await your Son's return. And we look around us and we see the events that have been foretold coming to pass quickly. We ask that you would give us the strength and the courage that we need to stand firm. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, just a few hours ago, yesterday, there has been that hearing that has been so much talked about with regard to the former FBI director, Comey, who testified in public, and there were a number of questions that were asked him. And, of course, we're still waiting to see what the afterplay on that is going to be. But not too long before the time for that, that testimony came about, it was announced that Donald Trump had picked his new FBI director. Of course, he has not yet been appointed, voted on, etc. But in the USA Today website, there is an article there that was published on June the 8th, written by Kenneth McCallion. And the topic of the article is Donald Trump's new FBI director, Pick, has Russian ties of his own. One of the most amazing things about this entire situation that we're looking at here is the number of individuals and persons who have been in the past associated with the Trump campaign and now with the administration who have a history in Russia. Of course, I'm sure that there's nothing really obtuse about that. If the connections were scattered, like if you had some people from China or some people from Germany or from other parts of the world, but it seems as if while the investigation is going on with regard to Russian manipulation of the election in 2016, every day you get a closer look at some of the people who are associated with the Trump administration, and they all seem to have Russian connections. You would not have thought that perhaps under the circumstances, with the administration going through the kind of investigation that it's going through right now with regard to the possibility of collusion with the Russian government, that perhaps the person who is going to be chosen as the new FBI director to replace Comey, who has been apparently, based upon the words of the president himself, fired because of his pursuit of the Russian investigation, you would not have thought that that someone would have chosen someone with Russian ties to replace him. You would have thought that someone would have had at least some sort of consideration of the circumstances, regardless of whether or not the person was absolutely suited or not, which, based on all of the noises that have been made, he is very well suited. But I'm sure that at some point along the line, that Russian connection is going to come back to haunt the administration. Now, the article is published in the USA Today. The date of the article is June the 8th, 2017, and the topic is Donald Trump's new FBI director pick has Russian ties of his own. Now, the name of the gentleman is Christopher Wray. That's W-R-A-Y. Now, so let's read a little bit of this article and see what it says. On paper, Christopher Wray appears to be an excellent choice to serve as the next FBI director. He has impeccable academic credentials, having gone to Yale Law School, and has had a decades-long distinguished career as a federal prosecutor and high-level official in the Department of Justice. As the criminal defense lawyer for New Jersey Governor Chris Christie during the Bridgegate investigation, he did raise some eyebrows when it was learned that one of Christie's missing cell phones mysteriously ended up in Ray's possession. But this is unlikely to derail Ray's confirmation. And I'm sure you remembered the Bridgegate situation where two employees of Chris Christie have been accused of creating traffic hazards on the George Washington Bridge simply because one of the mayors in the towns not too far away from the bridge refused to endorse Christie's re-election. And of course, up until now, those two individuals are still going to, they've been found guilty, and they're about to be sentenced in a couple of days. Now, continuing the article, it says here, the most troubling issue that Ray may face is the fact that his law firm, King and Spalding, represents Rosneft and Gazprom, two of Russia's largest state-controlled oil companies. Rosneft was prominently mentioned in a now-famous 35-page dossier prepared by former British MI6 agent Christopher Steele. The dossier claims that the CEO of Rosneft, Igor Snikin, offered candidate Donald Trump, through Trump's campaign manager Carter Page, a 19% stake in the company in exchange for lifting U.S. sanctions on Russia. The dossier claims that the offer was made in July while Page was in Moscow. Rosneft is also the company that had a $500 billion oil drilling joint venture with Exxon in 2012 when Secretary of State Rex Tillerson was Exxon's CEO. However, the deal was nixed by President Obama in 2014 when he imposed the sanctions that crippled Russia's ability to do business with U.S. companies. The lifting of sanctions by the Trump administration would enable Exxon to renew its joint venture agreement with Rosneft, and the law firm of King and Spalding could end up in the middle of the contract negotiations between those two companies. Now, let me hasten to say that there is nothing illegal being done at the moment where this whole transaction is concerned, but it would seem to me that it would have been wiser to stay away from those kinds of connections, because you can't imagine what is going to happen down the road a piece, since the news has also been announced that the president is considering handing back to the Russians those two pieces of property, one in New York and one in Washington, D.C., in Maryland, that were taken, that were seized during the last administration as punishment for their manipulation of the election process in 2016. It would seem to me like if you could find someone else from some other connection, but this is the way things are. Continuing that article, it says the law firm's representation of Gazprom raises even more serious conflicts for Ray. Gazprom was a partner in RU, which is controlled by Ukrainian oligarch Dmitry Firtash. He was under federal indictment in Chicago for racketeering charges and has had a number of financial dealings with former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort and is generally considered to be a member of Russian President Vladimir Putin's inner circle. So now let me just paint the picture for you again. You're looking at the named individual, Mr. Ray, W-R-A-Y, who has been so far chosen to be the next FBI director, but he belongs to a law firm that has all kinds of interesting Russian connections. Continuing the article, it says, if Wray was confirmed as the FBI director and then had to recuse himself with regard to some of or all of the Russian-related aspects of the critical investigation being conducted by the FBI and Special Counsel Robert Mueller, the potential damage to the investigation could be significant. If Wray refused to recuse himself from Russia-Trump investigation, or at least acknowledge the potential conflict issue, a serious cloud could be cast over the FBI's level of commitment in the investigation. So here we go again. In that testimony by Mr. Comey, he's already stated the fact that the president was asking him to shut down that investigation on Flynn because it cast a cloud over his administration and was preventing him from being able to pursue some of the dictates, some of the programs that they had in mind. I am sure that this new situation, if it's not dealt with carefully, will continue to cause quite a bit of cloud, also a much darker cloud than what is going through right now. At some point along the line, the Russian connection will have to be made clear. There are too many elements at play here that all point in one direction. If this were perhaps some people connected to Germany or connected to China or connected to Japan or connected to another nation somewhere, you could understand that these individuals who are corporate entities, it would not be at all surprising that they would reach out to these different areas, these different global powers. But for some reason, all of the connections are pointing in one direction. One of the articles I'd like for you to take a look at today would be CNN's website's article that was published on May the 24th, 2017. And it's written by Kurt Devine, D-E-V-I-N-E. The topic is Trump's lawyer in Russia probes has Russian ties of his own. So now we're not only talking about the upcoming FBI director, who of course is going to take the place of Mr. Comey, but now we're talking about Mark Kasowitz, and I think we mentioned this before. Mark Kasowitz is Mr. Trump's personal lawyer, has been for quite a number of years. I would say somewhere in the region of 15, 16 years. He's the one that has seen Trump through many of the court cases, the lawsuits that have been leveled against him. Again, the article is found in CNN Politics. It's published on May the 24th, 2017. And the topic is Trump lawyer in Russia probes has Russian ties of his own. Let's read a little bit of this article. Mark Kasowitz, attorney, represents a Russian bank and a company of a billionaire with connections to the Kremlin. The optics could raise questions and cause a distraction for the White House. And of course, incidentally, in yesterday, after the testimony of Mr. Comey, I think it's Mr. Kasowitz who came on to the television to defend his client, the President of the United States. All right, let's take a look at this article. It says, a prominent New York lawyer expected to represent President Donald Trump in the widening Russia probes has professional connections of his own to Moscow, which could create yet another public relations problem for the White House. Mark Kasowitz, who has been Trump's go-to lawyer for years on both personal and business matters in defending a Russian bank, is an ongoing lawsuit. He's at the present defending a Russian bank in an ongoing lawsuit in U.S. courts. He also represents a company controlled by a Russian billionaire who has close ties to the Kremlin. Kasowitz's clients with Russian ties may not pose any legal conflict of interest as he prepares to help Trump navigate an investigation that the president calls a witch hunt. But the optics of the situation, a lawyer with Russian-linked clients representing a president whose campaign is being investigated for alleged collusion with Russia, could make a messy situation for Trump even messier. Larry Noble, general counsel for the Nonpartisan Campaign Legal Center, says Kasowitz's client list could potentially raise questions for the White House. Now, that article, I would suggest that you take a look at it yourself. It's quite expansive, but it describes clearly what some of the issues would be. That article, again, is found in CNN Politics. It's published May the 24th, 2017, and the topic is Trump lawyer in Russia probes has Russian ties of his own. Now, of course, this gets even more complex when you begin to understand that all of these individuals, for some reason or other, are from one place and one place only. And it will ultimately become a part of the questions that are being asked. And at some point along the line, since this investigation is not going to go away, it would have been much wiser to choose someone who did not have those kinds of connections. One last article we'll take a look at today, and that's in the Business Insider. The article is written by Natasha Bertrand, published May the 17th, 2017. The topic of the article is Russian bank whose CEO met secretly with Jared Kushner helped finance Trump's Toronto hotel. Now, of course, Jared Kushner is Trump's son-in-law. And you have heard on the news that he has been trying to set up a back channel to speak to Russians, and especially to speak to Russian banks. It turns out, however, that they have very close relations with the Russian banks. And I'm sure that you're aware of the fact that through his professional life, Donald Trump has experienced quite a number of hard times where his banking situation, where his finances are concerned, declaring bankruptcy a number of times, at least four times, which makes it, of course, difficult for him to get financing from some of the banks that are around in the United States of America. So because of that, he's had to depend rather heavily upon the Russian factor and the Russian banking system. As a matter of fact, this Russian bank that this article talks about is the one that helped finance his Toronto hotel. And it ultimately bought about $850 million in stock. So you can easily see where the connections are. This is probably the same banker that Jared Kushner has been trying to see if he can meet with because of his investments in New York, and he's probably having some difficulties also with regard to raising finance for some of the properties that he has. And you'll find that some of his properties are very interesting. So you can easily see that when you look at this scenario here, you've got an FBI director who is going to be recommended, who has Russian connections. You have a lawyer who is defending the president. And this is the personal lawyer now. This is not the White House lawyer. he has Russian connections, and then you see Kushner trying to get on to back channels in order to talk to the Russian banking system. You can easily see how this sort of thing can only create more of a tight ship for this family. Where this will lead, you can only guess. At some point along the line, the whole thing will probably create a much larger problem that exists right at the moment. Because, you see, you have two different elements here. Now, on the one hand, you have the political element where the Russians have been trying to manipulate the election so that Trump might be elected president. But on the other hand, you have the financial end of it, where some people are already following the money to see exactly how much money has been involved in the deals made between the president's family and the Russians. Also, we still have not gotten the tax, the tax returns going back a number of years. And based upon the news, there has been a filing for an extension for this particular year that we're in here right now, which begs the question, what is in those reports that could complicate matters to the point where it would be better for the family to not produce their tax returns? So stay tuned. You can see where this is ultimately going to lead. There are going to be difficult times to come down the pike. But this is just the beginning of a whole scenario of ideas and events that will just increase in intensity during the years to come. And you and I need to make sure that we have an understanding of what it is we believe, why we believe it, and where to find it, so that we might be able to stand. You know, God has instructed us very clearly as to what will occur in the last days and what the powers will be and what they will attempt to do. And you can easily see that all of this chaos that is playing out now on every side of the globe will ultimately lead to a fulfillment of God's prophetic vision. So let us ask him to give us the strength that we need and the endurance and the consistency that is so necessary so that we can walk and talk and know that he will be our protector under all circumstances. We thank you again, Father, that you continue to be with us each day. We see around us the continuing intrigue that is occurring. We see that Satan seeks to create chaos so that our understanding of truth might be in some way hidden. But we ask, Lord, that you would keep us vigilant with regard to the things that are happening, so that we will understand what our position must be and what our actions must be, so that we walk according to your will. We place ourselves and our children in your care. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This has been your daily briefing, June the 9th, 2017.